I hope, by reading two verses from Paul's second letter to his friend Timothy, chapter 2 and verses 21, 20 and 21. In a large house, writes Paul, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also wood and clay, some for noble purposes and some for the disposal of refuse. Those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. I love taking weddings. Most of the time these days, because it's so expensive to get married in the city when it comes to the reception, most of the time these days I seem to be doing memorial services. But every so often there's a wedding. We had one in St Mary's about 10 days ago. It was fantastic. The church looked great. The couple had a great sense of style, which had come out in all their preparations, a real attention to detail. They wanted their wedding day, not surprisingly, to be the best, and they were determined that it should be so. And there was one wonderful moment at one point where they walked around St Mary's, which is a nice church, I like it, I'm used to it, and they pointed out things that needed change. What's that pair of stepladders doing there? I thought, well, I don't know, really. We used it at Christmas. Could it be moved? What are those two Christmas wreaths doing under that table? Well, they're just waiting for the next Christmas carol service. I said, could they be moved? Yes. Oh, and that dustpan and brush in the corner. Well, that's just there to make your day perfect. Could it be moved? Yes, I suppose it could. All these things, when they pointed out, I thought, oh, yes, they could be moved. I just got used to seeing them there. All that characterized the rehearsal, which was like the preparations for D-Day. But actually, it was all worthwhile on the day. The church looked wonderful, rose petals down the aisle, candles in wonderful glass vases, and she looked spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. And he looked emotional, in spite of the fact that he'd gone through a year telling me he was a boy, he didn't do emotion, emotions were for other people. The only time he got emotional was at Twickenham when England wins. But on the day as she came up the aisle, there was real emotion. In fact, I had to reach for a spare handkerchief just to make sure you could get through the vows. They wanted the best, and they got the best. It was fantastic, really. And the Apostle Paul is writing about a very similar aspiration here. He wants Timothy, in his relationship with the Lord Jesus and his life with the Lord Jesus, to go for the best. He doesn't want Timothy to look back in years to come and regret things hadn't been different. And he writes about this by using a very familiar picture from domestic life. Then as now, many houses would have pots and pans and dishes and plates of different kinds and quantity. And the large houses of the time, probably as in the large houses today, there'd have been vessels of gold and silver, all for noble use, or for use on those special family occasions when you have people in. There would also have been, elsewhere in the house, vessels of wood and earthenware, which apart, of course, from being cheaper quality, would have been reserved for menial or everyday uses. And through this familiar picture, Paul is saying that we can be one or the other, but also that we have a choice. As he says in verse 21, there we see him writing, those who cleanse themselves from the latter, being earthenware or clay, will be instruments for noble purposes. Now, an earthenware pot couldn't change itself into a gold or silver one. Otherwise, all of us would have slightly better stuff to put on the table, wouldn't we? But a Christian can make a choice about the quality of our lives and our relationship with Jesus. We're given the opportunity to cleanse ourselves, to make that clear choice. I've got some friends my age. He was at university with me. And he said to me the other day when I went to supper with him, he said, Jeremy, he said, we're only using silver these days. I thought it was such a pompous thing to say. All I could do was collapse into laughter and say, do you know, if you'd heard someone say that when we were both 18, you'd have thought they were pompous and difficult and pretentious. And now, 40-odd years later, you're saying the same thing, only use silver. He said, yes. He said, I've got to that stage of life. I said, ooh, I wish I had. And he said, but we have got one stainless steel knife and fork for the dogs to use. And I just thought, your dogs are always quite clever, but I couldn't quite understand. He said, we chop up the dog's meat with the stainless steel because we don't want to use silver for the dogs. I said, oh, yes, that's, I thought, just what the Apostle Paul was saying, but I thought he was being too pompous. I didn't want him to get any ideas above his station. But it's that decision of what we choose to use. It's that decision, like sorting out the church before the wedding, which prompts us to look what needs to change so that we can be the best for Jesus. That's what being holy means. It frees us, as we see in verse 21, to be useful to the Master, prepared for any good work. Useful to the Master, saying, Lord Jesus, I'd love to be used by you today. Life in the office is busy and pressurized and difficult, but actually I want to have one or half an ear on you so I can pick up when you want to use me. Prepared to do any good work isn't a list of things to do for him. It's just having that sense of urgency which says, I don't know how I'm going to do it, Jesus, but I'd love to make a difference just as I want to be different as well. Throughout these verses, Jesus is encouraging you and me to go for the best, not to be satisfied with anything less than the best, to want to know what needs to go to change, to be learning to hear him more clearly and saying, I'm open to whatever you prompt me to do, to seek a sense of urgency, which means we're not distracted from making the impact we could make.